Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are at. Such a pleasure to be with you this morning. It's Thursday morning, and the sun is out, and it looks just beautiful, especially after a big hailstorm yesterday. So amazing at this time of the year how volatile the weather can be and often is. So we're in this time of shedding old leaves, of shedding away the past, and of the cycle of life, the natural cycle where we get to see a sort of transformation. Sometimes we call it death, but really it's a transformation of not only the sunny seasons like spring and summer turning into fall now, and all those green lush leaves turning brown and then eventually falling onto the earth and literally being consumed by the earth to turn into nutrients for the growth that will come. But of course, before that growth comes, there's an incubation period. And that incubation period is what we call winter. And it is often associated with the passing away, the direction of west, also as the direction of completion, also the direction of transformation, and therefore of death. So we look at this thing of death as, instead of something tragic and bad, we look at it as the necessity for rebirth and also for improvement as we go along. In other words, each new generation is an improvement on the last, at least hopefully. And so with nature, she does this all by herself without thinking. She just simply flows from one thing into the next. In my 5 decades on planet Earth, for the first 4, I never cared to notice too much about the seasons, to really sit and observe and be a part of. I thought there was something that happened to me. And it's only been in the last decade or so that I've seen this thing with the seasons, that although winter feels the same, every winter is vastly different from the one before. And perhaps the greatest reason for this is that I am different. So you can think about your own life and how much have you changed with each passing winter. The difference with human beings, if we compare ourselves to a tree, the tree just drops all its leaves. It's just what it does. But human beings tend to hold on to some stuff, pack it away or store it away. We don't want to let it go. We don't care about it being transformed because we just want to hang on to it. But it was not meant to be hung on to. And so we clear away our stores. We clear away what we have kept that is no longer serving us, but we haven't been willing to let go of. And we do that through intention. We know at some level that no one can make us do anything, although sometimes we believe that could be so. However it is, the one thing that it all comes down to is that at some point, there's no way we are going to let go of that. Whatever that is for you. Sometimes it's an old hurt, a wound, a resentment, a grievance, a constant complaint, a self-estimation that is absolutely disempowering, or any of these things that we work to move beyond, so that we can be free spirit beings. so that we can live unencumbered, so that in the winter we can bare our branches, completely let go, come inside. Just like the sap comes into the tree, we bring our awareness into the inner world. And here we lay a hold of a dormant power that lives within us and sustains. And then as we look toward the next season, spring will pull from us those new buds, which will soon blossom into flowers and leaves and new growth. Certainly, we go through these things in seasons. And sometimes those seasons can be a decade, a year, a week, or a day. Only we determine how long we will hold something and when it is time to release it. And that seems like a lot of responsibility. So let's remember together that there is an intelligent life. It is the life force in all nature, and it is the life force in you and I. And while this energy, this pure essence, has a perfect intelligence of its own, what human beings often do is we think that we know better. We try to control something in our own lives, only to find out that the very thing that we held on to has festered and caused a greater discomfort within us. So this is not doing anything wrong or bad or nothing to be guilty or ashamed about, but rather it is something to work with, to realize I am not what I was last year. I'm not even what I was yesterday. That today I begin anew. Today I let go of my thinking mind, which often draws from the past, and I access this divine intelligence that flows through me, but not just through me. It flows through every leaf, every flower, and every simple molecule of water. And just look what it does. So this brings us to our meditation. Get yourself so situated as to be comfortable and attentive. And come to this moment, right now. Fully aware of yourself. Yes, your eyes can be closed, but feel yourself, your being. Can you feel with me your entire body vibrating? I can feel it. And can you feel the life around you also vibrating? The earth under you. Now let's take a moment to consider today, in this moment, forgiving every other moment that ever could have been or ever will be, coming present to this moment. We come to our meditation with a single question. What if everything was for me and nothing was against me? And we allow ourselves to internalize this question. First, by going into the root, in the very bottom of your torso, your pelvic floor, which is also called the root chakra. This has to do with the earth and what holds us to the earth in a good way. And so the root chakra is connected to the earth, and the top layer of earth is often called humus. Humus is the stuff that is made of the earth transforming and even eating the leaves and all of the stuff that falls upon the soil, and it all comes together and integrates and turns into a rich layer. And this layer is often called humus. So as we walk along the soft forest floor, we are walking on humus. So think of your root as this, connected to the earth, nourished, nutrified. Can't you smell that forest floor right now? As an interesting observation, I guess, humus is also the word for humility. And humility actually means to be firmly rooted to the earth, to be connected to this humus. And also, it is the root word contained in there of human. Can't help but thinking about Genesis and having life breathed into the dust of the earth. So for a moment, realize your physical being as the result of this, this magnificent natural process. So feel that vibration, the nice hum of Om. And feel that vibration enter you in the root. Enjoy the feeling of safety and security, of nurturing, and of health. Embrace the death of it and the ultimate life of it. Embrace the potential that is in the root. What if everything was for you and nothing was against you? Now we come to the breath in the heart. Observe your breath as we normally do in meditation, as if your heart itself were breathing. And now with each inhale, imagine drawing the energy from the root right into your heart center. And let the exhale just be a simple release. And then each inhale again, drawing that beautiful energy upward. And here the energy of Om changes. Om. 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 Feel your Kundalini energy that often lies dormant at the base of the spine, rising up with each breath into a higher vibration into the heart center. right. And then from the heart center, notice what you notice. Can you feel this inert internal energy want to rise as if it were magnetically drawn towards its source, the divine? And so we consider the sacred spiritual eye as a portal. And that portal magnetically draws the energy from the heart into the realm of pure spirit, where the Om turns into the highest vibration beyond the human audible range, where it sounds like angels singing. Everything is for you, nothing is against you. Here, this becomes a truth. Here, at the spiritual eye, we lay hold of this divine intelligence that is the essence of all creation. Here, we are recharged in every aspect of our being. Breath, body, spirit, all charged with a divine intelligence so far beyond human understanding that we simply allow it to flow through. And it is here that we know, in every cell of our being, in every fiber of our existence, that we are cared for, protected, and sure. Everything is for us here. And for the next few minutes, please join me in simply observing this magnificent energy move through and nourish, release, and expand. If you wish to stay in the silence, simply pause the recording and resume when you're finished. From the spiritual eye, from pure awareness, as you. Harmony, resonance, perfection in the midst of imperfection. And then we affirm together, circumstances have no power over me. The divine life of God flows through me and empowers every cell of my being, every thought, every action. I am infused with divine bliss, and my only job is to allow its perfect flow as my life. I observe, I forgive, I am. I am the voice of spirit on earth. Nothing can hold me. I am free. Nothing is against me. Everything is for me. So we look at ourselves now with new eyes. We look from new eyes and see the world in this way as a harmonious teaching device that is always bringing us back to this realization that there is one power and one presence that is infinitely good, and that everything that we do in every action, every thought, every word, and every deed, it is possible to align with this power and let it flow freely. Sit with this thought as long as you'd like in meditation, and may countless blessings flow into your life and into our beautiful planet. Thank you, God. Amen.